Okay, so first podcast. I don't really know how to start this off. Or I don't know how to do an intro yet. I'm all new to this, which is okay. I'll learn. I'm not sure what to talk about, but my friend did give me an option. He gave me a topic. He gave me three, actually, which is quarantine, food, and clothes. I'm not sure what exactly he wants me to talk about those, or which one he wants me to do, which is okay. I don't feel like asking him right now, since it's only 6 in the morning. So yeah. So I guess first I'm gonna start talking about, let's pick clothes. So, I don't know. Clothes are cool, I guess. I mean, all they do is keep you protected, right? And make sure you don't look weird in public, right? Anyways, I'm underdoing clothes. My clothes are, I would say, normal. If you're a 6th grade wannabe popular girl. And I'm a high schooler, so imagine that. I haven't really picked a style that I'd want to choose. Now, I think clothes are really cool. I think there's a lot of styles that are really, really pretty and cute, like kawaii styles and stuff. A lot of people rock different styles, and it's cool to see people mix and match their clothes and make it their own. So, yeah, that's clothes. Another thing, my sister, she makes clothes, and they're not my type that I would wear, but I think it's really cute and stuff that she makes it. And I don't see why clothes are so expensive. Like, Gucci and other expensive brands of clothes, I don't see why those are so expensive. It's clothes. You could just get something at the freaking Walmart. You could get something at Walmart for like $5, maybe more. I haven't been to Walmart in a while. So, I don't see why people are in line for days waiting for a simple shirt. It makes no sense to me, but I guess it's whatever. I don't like that style personally. So yeah. Yeah, that's all I can say about clothes for now. Food. What about it? My favorite thing. The thing I eat 3 times a day. Okay, my favorite food is macaroni and cheese. Because that's like a comfort food. And I'm gonna be honest, I don't know what a comfort food is. It makes you feel comfortable, right? Like, when you eat it, let's say you're at a friend's house, you eat it, and you feel like you're at home, and you're just so comfortable, and all your worries slip away. To me, that's, like, what a comfort food is. And that would be, like, mac and cheese or ice cream for me. Of course, separately. Because that's kind of nasty, but, you know, you do you. So, yeah. And a lot of people, I was reading comments in a post once, and a lot of people were, like, commenting, like, their favorite snack combinations. And usually snack combinations are, like, weird and not, they don't seem normal. They look and smell, like, weird, but they taste magnificent, let's say. I don't know. My sister, she introduced me to Doritos and cream cheese, which I don't think I like cream cheese. I've never had it by itself. Are you even supposed to have it by itself? Anyways, it was pretty good, honestly. I'm not gonna lie, it was good. And in the comments, there were a lot of people who were like, oh yeah, strawberries and peanut butter, which is pretty normal. And this one girl was like, she really stood out to me. She was like, pickle juice and chips. And another reply to her comment was, oh yeah, whenever I run out of my pickle chips, I can put my chips in pickle juice. And I never knew they made pickle chips. I hope she's kidding, right? They make pickle mints, pickle band-aids, pickle anything, which is so weird. Pickles are good. I'm saying that a lot, but yeah. But I don't think my friend wanted me to talk about, like, what's my favorite food and all this about food. Okay, so what should I talk about that's related to food? There's a lot of people who are suffering with finding food. I feel like I shouldn't go that direction. I don't like to get political. Is that the term? I don't know. I don't really like to talk about, like, Donald Trump or who's gonna be president or who's your favorite feminist, are you homosexual, or things like that. I don't like talking about that. That's because I know a lot of people, what I say, a lot of people will be like, that's bad and don't do that, because people disagree, and I don't want hate or anything, so I stay away from that. Anyways, so my grandma, she dropped off food for me and my brother, and it was school food, you know, like the little Trumu cartons of milk, some little baby carrots, apples, pears, and breadsticks. And she owns a building restaurant, not the restaurant, just the building. So I guess she just got it from there, but it looked like it was from school, and it gave me a little bit of flashbacks from school when I would give my school food to my friend, because she just never bought food, I guess, which is okay. I don't mind giving her my food. And now that I think about it, I miss her, and I haven't talked to her ever since March, which is when school got canceled. So yeah. And I'm thinking about it now, and she wasn't the only person I gave food to. It was her and my other friend. And I feel really bad, I guess. I don't know the word I'm looking for, but I feel bad, I think's the word I'm looking for, because I just want to give my food to them. I don't know, I guess I just like doing that, because it was like a routine for me, I guess. So yeah. Another topic is reading. I haven't been suggested that topic, but it just came into my mind, because I got a notification from Webtoon, which is like a comic app. Not sponsored, of course. So I've been reading a lot of Webtoons recently, and I hope me saying Webtoon won't get this podcast taken down. It's not sponsored, obviously, like I have said. But I have been reading a lot of Webtoons, and they're all amazing. Like, I've read A Dead Wife, or Ghost Wife, yeah, I've read that one, and it's, like, free episode a day, and I'm so into it. It's, at first, I was so scared, and then the more you read into it, and you look at, like, the top comments, and it's like, oh my god, ha ha ha. So, the comments really relieve you of that scariness, and I think there's, like, a little romance in it, too, so that was kind of perfect for me. Another thing I was reading on Webtoon was Unordinary, and that, I don't like fantasy, it's superheroes, yeah, so the genre is superheroes, and I don't like superheroes, but Unoriginal is the only thing superhero related that I will read, because it is just that good. I usually like to read, like, romance, obviously, why am I saying that, but no, it's not because I'm a girl, okay, but I do like to read romance and, like, thriller or horror, so yeah, so it was weird reading that, but it was good, so yeah. Another thing, True Beauty, that was, that was good, and there's this other one, oh yeah, Midnight Poppyland. I'm basically just suggesting Webtoons, so yeah. those are good. I mainly read webtoons because, not usually because of the topic, it's always because of the art style, and I just feel more comfortable reading with a certain art style than I would another art style, like stick figures or something. I'd be comfortable with reading about stick figures, yeah, to be totally honest. But yeah. I think that's like, oh yeah, and then there's another one, Stuck Together, Cooper and Friends. That one's a pretty good one. Honestly, it's kind of cute and childish, but I like it. It's like, I don't know, it's like My Little Pony. That's what, immediately what came to my head. Even though it has like nothing related to do with that, but I guess it's more like the friendship thing. Anyways, there's another one, Cursed Princess Club, I think it's called. I've been reading it a lot, and it's really good. Really good. So yeah, it always has, it doesn't, excuse me, but it doesn't always have me on the edge of my seat, but it's still good. It's like a romance. It's supposed to be comedy, but there's a little romance in there. You can feel it. I like those webtoons where it makes you want a relationship to happen, and that relationship is like building up, but it just never happens. And I don't know, I guess that's cool. I don't know. But webtoons aren't the only thing I've been reading. I've been reading actual books, and I need pictures, I guess. I don't know, to me it's easier reading things and then like seeing the actions of the characters. So I guess that's just what's cool to me. So yeah, that's just what I like. Oh yeah, quarantine was another topic. Quarantine for me, I can't speak for everyone, of course, but for me alone, it's been okay. I've just been in my room, and I rarely go out, only when I need to use the bathroom or eat, and that's it. And sometimes my brother will literally break down my door and just talk to me, and it's okay when it's like calmly talking, but I don't know. It's just me and him sometimes, and it's kind of annoying talking to him. And of course, he's my older brother, and my brother, period. So, I hated that period. Okay, anyways, so, of course, I'm not gonna like it. So, yeah. I don't really know where I was supposed to go with this podcast, or where I was going. But it's always nice to try something for once. I hope this goes well, and I hope I can keep doing it in the future. And I'm mainly just doing this, like, 3 a.m. podcast, you know? So, I love it either way. It's very calming to talk about something to anybody that's willing to listen. It helps me keep my sanity, I'd like to say. So yeah, I don't know, talking to anyone that's willing to listen is calming, I guess, even though they're not replying back. But you're listening, and that's amazing. But I'm gonna end it here, and so yeah, so you're listening, have a wonderful rest of your day. You amazing person. And bye.